Hi, this is Sheila. I'm going to start this blog post with an excerpt from one of my, well, actually, it's from my new book titled, Mom and Dad Don't Love Me. Here goes. Brace yourself. I'm going to hit you with some tough love right up front, so let's get it out of the way. For however long it takes you to read this book, I'm going to be calling the shots. I'm not going to bite my tongue, or my keyboard for that matter, while we're together. And I won't back down or back off from anything printed on these pages. Now at this point you might be saying to yourself, she's trying to pick a fight. That's not true. I'm simply trying to get your undivided attention, because what I want to share with you is too important to treat lightly or to ignore, or to give you any wiggle room. So whatever your parenting experiences have been up to this point, here's the reality. God, yes God, gave you responsibility for moving precious cargo, that would be your teenager, into his or her destiny. You may not remember asking for a long-term relationship, but that's what you've got. Maybe you didn't ask for a job that requires you to give and give and give and give and get nothing back in appreciation for what you gave, but that's what you've got. Allow me to put a title on that inequitable, unfair, thankless relationship. It's called Parenting Teenagers. Now, not many people actually want that job anymore, and some days you may not either. But the simple truth is this, God chose you to parent your teenager for the best reason possible. You are perfectly suited to love, to lead, and to listen to the heart of your son or daughter better than anybody else. So when the turbulence of the teen years start to shake your world and you throw up your hands in despair, just remember this. Imagine God saying, "Tag, you're it." What you just read is the introduction to my new ebook titled, Mom and Dad Don't Love Me. If you're the parent of a teenager, at some point in time, you may hear those words coming from the mouth of your son or daughter. No matter how skilled we parents are at raising our teenagers, they may still accuse us of not loving them. In many ways, I consider this a sort of coming-of-age marker. And in other cases, I'm compelled to look more closely and to ask myself two questions. Did those words gush from a wounded spirit left too long unattended? Or did I not sense the heartbreak and longing created by my child's fears or frustration? Change is the reality of parenting teenagers. Most parents who establish a strong bond with their children don't want the quality of that relationship to change. They don't want anything to rock the boat. These parents diligently control everything so that their parenting relationship remains stable. They count heavily on the status quo and their ability to navigate through any turbulence that kicks up. Now, if the truth be told, many of these parents naively expect that there will be no turbulence. I mean, after all, they know how they raise their sons and daughters, and they expect that the upbringing they gave them will keep their teens in check. In some cases, this holds true. But in most cases, parents of teenagers encounter varying degrees of turbulence. So sadly, parents who expect no turbulence are not well prepared when their children mature and develop opinions of their own. They certainly are not prepared when their sons and daughters begin to question or challenge the rules and values and traditions that they were raised with. So when the fog lifts from their parenting bubble, naive parents find themselves knee-deep in broken curfews, blatant disobedience, and high-pitched backtalk. And God forbid the onslaught of more serious behaviors involving drugs or sexual activity, sexting, or a shocking recklessness that they would never expect from their teenager. Okay, allow me to interject an important point here. There are instances where parents raising teenagers encounter little or no turbulence. My experience tells me that this is the exception and not the norm. So if you find yourself in an exceptional parent-teen relationship, be grateful, but also continue to be vigilant. Transformational parenting practices work. I believe that there are certain patterns, actions, and emotions that have a predetermined impact on parent-teen relationships. Each of these works in harmony with the intention of the parent, regardless of background, culture, or tradition. Now, some parents may find this statement a little too assertive for them, but I assure you that it is firmly rooted in a commitment that many parents are now making to transformational parenting practices. Here's the commitment. I will contribute to my parent-teen relationship in the following ways. I will love my teenager unconditionally, communicate responsively, be wise, watchful, patient, prayerful, stout-hearted, and stay actively involved in the life of my teenager. The transformational parenting practices commitment is designed to support the desire of parents who wish to raise well-adjusted, healthy, hopeful, confident, and kind teenagers who are excited about their future. Is there a loving Well, here's a question for you. Is there a loving, vigilant, or conscientious parent out there, anywhere under the sun, who does not wish to embody that commitment? I urge you to adopt the spirit and the letter of this commitment. Okay, here's a heads up. In my blog post next week, I'm going to let you know how to get a free copy of my ebook, Mom and Dad Don't Love Me. The free copies will be available for 1 week only, so make sure you come back and come back for my book launch freebie. Here's a better idea. Sign the email form at the very top. It's on the right top corner of this web page. Just put your name and your email in it, and I'll send you out an alert when the book launch starts so that you can get your free copy. Okay, now here's my official dare. I double dare you to leave me a message. Until next time, hang in there. Your teenager is well worth all the extra effort you put in.